From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomb blast inside a crowded mosque in Kabul killed at least 40 worshippers. Get more from Ayaz Ghul.
It was in fact a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
Another attack in Ghor province killed at least 33 people. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis promising to keep the lines of communication open with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. McCain complained that it was easier to get information about military operations under former President Barack Obama. The U.S. military has blamed Islamic State militants for the deaths of the four Special Forces soldiers in southwestern Niger and has said it is conducting an investigation into the October 4th attack. Thousands of Somalis gathering Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. President Mohamed Abdullahi Muhammad is reportedly expected to announce the new offensive to deal with the terrorists in the next few days. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Spain's prime minister is set to unveil the government's latest effort to halt Catalonia's independence bid. VOA's Penny Dixon reports.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he will announce on Saturday measures to impose direct rule on the wealthy region of Catalonia over its bid to succeed. Spain's King Felipe VI called for a unified Spain.
España tiene que hacer frente.
Spain needs to face up to an unacceptable secession attempt on its national territory, which it will resolve using legitimate democratic institutions, respecting our constitution, adhering to the values and principles of the parliamentary democracy in which we have lived for 39 years.
The socialists, the main opposition, said Friday they would back special measures to impose central rule on the region to thwart the secessionist-minded Catalan government and end a crisis that has unsettled the euro and hurt confidence in the eurozone's fourth-largest economy. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Aid agencies report nearly 7,000 Rohingya refugees stranded in dire conditions on the Bangladesh side of the border with Myanmar have been allowed to enter the country of refuge. Lisa Schlein has our story.
The refugees who were stranded for 4 days in no man's land are now being assisted by aid agencies in Cox's Bazar. Spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says the refugees have told aid workers heartbreaking stories about their perilous escape from Myanmar.
Talking about families saying that they can only take some of their children out of Myanmar and left others behind with neighbors. People who worked for 11 days.
Nearly 600,000 Rohingya have fled violence in Myanmar since late August, and agencies say more are on their way to Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 30 Egyptian policemen have been killed in a shootout with militants in the country's western desert. Security officials say the policemen came under fire as they were searching for suspected members of the Hassam, a group that has claimed responsibility for several attacks in Egypt during the past year. Egypt accused Hassam of being a militant wing of the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist group it outlawed in 2013. The Muslim Brotherhood denies this. An Islamist insurgency has grown in Egypt since the military overthrew President Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood in 2013. President Trump signing an executive order on Friday that will allow the Air Force to bring back to active duty as many as 1,000 retired pilots to address a pilot shortage. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.